USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In another day in Washington's impeachment inquiry, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer assigned to the National Security Council, and Fiona Hill, the former White House Russian advisor, gave firsthand descriptions of scenes central to the congressional probe. Both officials are among nearly a dozen who have testified behind closed doors so far, and both said that they were not the whistleblower. Trump insisted that he has not been damaged whatsoever.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine. I mean, for the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. It seems that nobody has any first-hand knowledge.
The impeachment hearings go public starting on Wednesday, with the first to testify being William Taylor, the top Ukrainian diplomat, followed by Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. This is USA Radio News. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
We give thanks for our food on Thanksgiving, but not for everything on the menu. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Cranberry sauce is America's least favorite Thanksgiving food, according to a new Harris Poll survey that seems to indicate that Americans have a number of foods that they eat on holidays purely for the sake of tradition. Number two of disliked Thanksgiving foods, green bean casserole, and that's followed by sweet potatoes. That secret food hate may be why a quarter of Americans in the survey also said they have no real interest in Thanksgiving leftovers. I'm Chris Barnes.
The federal government announced $800 million in aid to farmers of three southern states that were devastated by last year's hurricanes. Nearly half of that money will go to Florida, where timber farmers suffered catastrophic losses when Hurricane Michael came ashore in October 2018. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said the funding will also help Alabama and Georgia cover hurricane losses in the timber, cattle, and poultry industries. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
USA's John Clements has an update on the vaping epidemic.
The CDC reports a number of cases appears to be on a downward trend, but some states continue to be hard hit by the number of cases. Dr. Ann Schuchat is the deputy director of the CDC.
There are now 2,051 cases of e-cigarette or vaping product-associated lung injury reported from 49 states, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 39 people have died from this condition. We are aware that additional investigations are ongoing.
This is John Clemens.
Former teen running sensation Mary Kane has slammed the Nike Oregon Project and Nike in a story and video appearing on the New York Times website. Kane was a member of the Oregon Project from 2013 through 2016. She joined the group while still a teenager and continued to train in Portland through her freshman year of college.
I joined Nike because I wanted to be the best female athlete ever. I was emotionally and physically abused by a system designed by Alberto and endorsed by Nike.
She alleges that she was constantly told to lose weight and told she needed to get on birth control and take diuretics to regulate her body weight. She says the Oregon Project and coach Alberto Salazar were representatives of the win-at-all-cost attitude of Nike. Nike disbanded the Oregon Project last month after Salazar was banned for 4 years for violating anti-doping rules by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.